Promise 25, and I'll read it three times. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. Allegorically speaking, imagine waking up in a total pitch black darkness, even though you are fairly certain that it should be light out already. Your body has every indication that it's already morning time, yet opening your eyes, total darkness. Nothing can be seen. You rise to your feet and, oh, hit your head. The ceiling overhead is lower than your full height. You reach up with your hands and feel along its surface. It's rough and craggy, rocky, moist to the touch. Are you in a cave? Have you somehow woken deep within the recesses of the belly of the earth? Your heart starts racing at the very thought. You try to move around now to feel things out. The inky blackness of the darkness starts to feel like it's suffocating your sense of vision. You're fighting off that feeling of panic. That's when you think you see the strangest sight. Is it a sight? Are you seeing it? A range of, you think, colors against a wall in the distant distance. It almost looks like bars of color, bars of faint colored glowings that are dimly almost lighting the wall off in that other space. You try to make your way there to see this almost light, especially in the beauty of its colored arrangement, but then it disappears. It's gone. But before you even feel the pangs of disappointment, there is suddenly actual light, actual experience of brightness coming from somewhere behind you. As fast as you can, you have wheeled around, sought with all the intensity of your eyesight to capture this light that was coming from behind. Oh no, it's not real light. Immediately you can tell that it's indirect. You can tell the look of light reflecting from a mirror or a pool or a glass. Somehow a light is shining, but not right here. And then just like that, it disappears entirely. In the space between your panic and your pain, you begin to walk, hands out, groping, feeling for anything that will give you a clue to escape. Around you, of course, there are stalactites and stalagmites, rocks, outcroppings everywhere. You're bruised with the sheer work of just walking. You are almost just about to give up. You are nearly, just in a second, ready to cry. Then, reaching out, you feel something warm. Your hands start to touch something warm. The feel of it, it's warm. You run your hands along the length of this warm, quite warm figure. Is it a figure? Is it a person? No. It's just a stone. Just a stone stuck in place like all the others. Warm to the touch, but just a stone. Now, if you're not asking yourself, why in the world is Eugene talking about this allegorical cave, then I'd almost have to guess you haven't been listening at all. Here's why I'm talking about this allegorical cave. The experience of waking up every morning in the pitch darkness of a cave is the actual experience of everyone who doesn't know Jesus. They may think they have some experience of life, living, love, light. They may be ready to passionately argue the sentence I just spoke aloud. But friends, if Jesus is the light of the world, the defeater of darkness, the light of life, then logically speaking, his absence is the presence of darkness. And spiritually speaking, if you yourself made any sort of attempt at figuring out life before you actually met him, then you know the darkness that came before. You know precisely what I'm talking about. But what about the common graces? A more relaxed believer might ask. Yes, and what about the beauties I constantly see? An unbeliever might add. I'd remind you of the cave, I'd reply to both. I'd remind you of my little allegory. Without direct experience of Jesus, any seeming experience of light is only refraction or dispersion and reflection. The modern world that appears to be so lighted is only the diffusive, diffused, collective experience of seeing the colors born from his light's dispersal. They are broken out prismatically, shade by shade. It is secondhand grace, and we cannot live by that. Or we see puzzling reflections that hit our hearts with wild fragments of light. They flash and shimmer and surprise and startle us. We try to turn and see what we saw as fast as possible, but it's not enough. It's indirect. It seems to flee. And then, saddest of all, after such secondary refraction and reflection, light is only able to be experienced in one other way, absorption. The saddest of all are all of those bearers of the name of Christian who would absorb the light of Jesus, be warmed, but let themselves be turned to stone. Be immovable, yes, and yet totally unmoved. My friends, I'm speaking somewhat challengingly about this promise because the promise of this promise is the way it's meant to change our hearts forever. You might recall that this Jesus, this light of the world, also earlier called his followers the light of the world. And did you know that this was the only one of the I am statements that Jesus also pronounced to be the definition of our lives? And did you know that the only way we're able to be lights of the world is to be constantly lighted and personally lit by the light of the world? Did you know that how this promise fills your life with light and love and heavenly living is by practical application? If my crazy allegory of the cave does anything worthwhile today, I hope it spurs you to be down in the darkness with the light, setting others free. Because the only way to not be negatively refractive, reflective, or absorptive of the light of heaven is to be filled to overflowing. And the only way to test the limits of his light amidst the darkness of this world is to literally be in the darkness of this world with his light. This promise is a provocation in my mind. The world's darkness should provoke you into action. Since Jesus is the light of the world, the one with whom you'll never walk in darkness, will you be the light of the world he's promised you to be? Friends, he has personally handed you this promise and the chance to cooperate in one of his I ams. So, today, will you be the light of the world with him?